I'm glad Afra can't see this place. She would like the seagulls, though. The crazy way they fly. In Aleppo, we were far from the sea. I'm sure she would like to see these birds, and maybe even the coast, because she was raised by the sea, while I am from eastern Aleppo, where the city meets the desert. When we got married and she came to live with me, Afra missed the sea so much that she started to paint water wherever she found it. Throughout the arid plateau region of Syria, there are oases and streams and rivers that empty into swamps and small lakes. Before we had Sami, we would follow the water, and she would paint it in oils. There is one painting of the quake I wish I could see again. She made the river look like a storm water drain running through the city park. Afra had this way of seeing truth in landscapes. The painting and its measly river reminds me of struggling to stay alive. 30 or so kilometers south of Aleppo, the river gives up the struggle of the harsh Syrian steppe and evaporates into the marshes. I'm scared of her eyes, but these damp walls and the wires in the ceiling and the billboards, I'm not sure how she would deal with all this, if she could see it. The billboard just outside says that there are too many of us, that this island will break under our weight. I'm glad she's blind. I know what that sounds like.